We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into Sports Talk on WWL. Mark Menard in for Christian Garrick along with Bobby Hebert. And Bobby, it's not every day that we get a Hall of Famer on the show.
So a living legend.
This is exciting. We got one for you today. Joining us now, Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly. Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you with your health struggles? I know that you've been battling it, and you're an inspirational story.
I'm doing fine, thank God. You know, I had my MRIs about a month ago. Everything's cool, and just keep plugging away and just trying to do a little golfing nowadays and having fun.
Well, we're happy that you're doing well. And Jim, the reason we brought you on, not just to reminisce with the Cajun Cannoneer, but we've heard reports that the USFL is going to try to make a comeback. And obviously, you were one of the greats in the USFL before your career with the Buffalo Bills. What do you think about the climate for a return for the USFL in terms of football in the spring and just having football year-round? Do you think it's a good time for them to try to make a comeback?
I mean, when is a good time? Any time. I mean, I think there's a lot of players out there that don't get an opportunity to show what you can do on the field because it's just a numbers game. And as Bobby knows, too, coaches. I mean, there's coaches, there's general managers, people out there yep. that feel that they've been screwed or looked over or whatever the case may be. And it's a good opportunity for a lot of people, not just players, but other people. I mean, I know what it did for my career, going to Houston and throwing the football and having a great coach like Miles Davis as far as my offensive coordinator teach me how to throw and run. Because I really, at Miami, we were pure dropback. And I know Bobby, his career was all started in the USFL too. And boy, that was a fun league and did I have a blast.
You know, Jim, that run and shoot, I went with the Atlanta Falcons and June Jones and Miles Davis. They ended up making the Pro Bowl in 94 because of the run and shoot. So, we were way ahead of our time, and especially you being with the Houston Gamblers. But before I get to the USFL, Jim, I was always intrigued with this, and I wanted to come from your mouth because I think I got this right. I said, let me tell you, Jim Kelly, a football hotbed in Pennsylvania, but Penn State recruited him at linebacker, but he wanted to play quarterback, so he goes to the U. He goes to the University of Miami so he could be a quarterback. Is that correct or what?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, I grew up, of course, in Pittsburgh, and you were either a Pitt or a Penn State fan. And I was always a big Joe Paterno fan. I liked Penn State. I liked those boring uniforms they wore. And I went to his football camp my junior, senior year of high school, thinking, okay, I'm going to go to Penn State. And so they, you know, came to my basketball game. They recruited me. I went to the camps. So I'm like two weeks before the national signing date. Joe called and he said, I just want to let you know that we've already signed two All-State quarterbacks that we're looking to get. But we are still interested in you, but at linebacker. Because I played linebacker and I had some colleges that were recruiting me as a linebacker. And all my brothers played linebacker. And I said, wow, I didn't know why. I was pretty much heartbroken because I thought for sure I was going to Penn State to play quarterback. And fortunately, I wind up going to Miami and playing quarterback. And my quarterback coach there in Miami was Earl Morrill. And remember that name, Bobby?
Earl Morrill, the Miami Dolphins. You look at Bob Greasy and Earl Morrill. He was, come on, that's a household name. He had that crew cut, I think you want to say, from Michigan State. I mean, come on. I did not realize that was your coach.
Good. Yeah, he was my quarterback coach. As a matter of fact, he came in my freshman year, and he left my after my senior year. So he was there my whole time. He taught me so much, and I was very blessed. But check this out. I didn't start my first year. I was redshirted. And then my redshirt freshman year was like the seventh game of the season. And, pregame meals, like, what, 4 or 5 hours before the game? Well, Coach Schnellenberger, head coach, came to me at pregame meal the day before Penn we played Penn State at Penn State. He goes, Jim, I need to talk to you. And I go, oh, boy, what did I do wrong? I'm thinking I did something wrong. I had my mom, my dad, my brothers, everybody were at the game. But more as, mop-up duties when we're getting our butt whooped.
Yeah, supporting you.
He pulls me to the side and he says, I just want to let you know you're starting today. I go, what? He goes, I decide you deserve that opportunity. Get ready. First thing I did was I went to the bathroom and I threw up. We beat him, though. We upset Penn State. And then my first four starts as a young kid from East Brady, Pennsylvania. 60 in my graduating class. I had 28 on my football team. Not even a traffic light in my hometown. My first four starts as a young freshman quarterback in Miami was against Penn State, Alabama, Notre Dame, and Florida.
Whoa.
Welcome to big-time NCAA football.
Well, Jim, I think you made famous, and before I'm going to get to this, I know the no huddle. I mean, you were so ahead of your time. It was unbelievable how efficient you were with the no huddle. To me, that speaks volumes, but I always recall. And listen, and I'm being objective. You went to four straight Super Bowls. I know for sure y'all should have won one. Come on, you can't control whether you make a kick or not. But when I look back at your career, and all of a sudden you drafted for by the Buffalo Bills in the NFL. Now, when I look back at the Bills situation, what you meant to them, because my mentor was Joe Ferguson. So there was Joe Ferguson, Woodlawn High School in Shreveport, Louisiana. He goes to Arkansas. So that was stability, a playoff team. Joe Ferguson and Jim Kelly. And the Bills have been struggling over two decades plus looking for the next Jim Kelly. It seems like they have that now. But, Jim, when you were drafted by the Bills, and I think that's why the USFL was so promising to bring it to bring USFL in here, is that okay? If you're a player, it's all we all capitalists, right? So is that a fair assessment that mainly you went with the Houston Gamblers because you got a better contract compared to what the Bills were maybe willing to pay you? I remember we had a conversation. We might have been hanging out with the quarterbacks at Georgetown and the Washington, D.C., one quarterback event. And you told me, you just want to go and play and maximize your earning potential. And if you're good enough, you'll end up in the NFL anyway. Is that a correct assessment?
That was pretty close, man. The thing is, they both were recruiting me. Make the long story short, Bruce Allen, who was the general manager for the Chicago Blitz of the USFL, called the Bills' office, and they let the call go through, and they interrupted our meeting that we were about ready to sign with the Bills, and he told my agent, don't sign anything. We got an opportunity for him to play for any team he wants to in the USFL, and we'll give him more money. So we left that meeting, and I wind up signing with the Houston Gamblers, and at the time I said, where would you rather play, Houston, Texas, under the dome, get paid more money, or go to Buffalo and, have to worry about all the weather and terrible team? But to be honest with you, one of the best decisions I ever made in my life was becoming a Buffalo Bill. I still live there. I love the people. I love the fans. I love this community. And it was a blessing made for me and my beautiful wife now, my two daughters, and, of course, my son Hunter, who's now in heaven. But you know what? I'm enjoying every bit of it.
You know, Jim, do you know I had my greatest game ever was against you and the Houston Gamblers. We won the championship in 83 with the Michigan Panthers. We beat Coach Morrow, who coached me with the Saints, Philadelphia Stars, in the Houston Astrodome. What they had, I don't think they blew that building up because it's like a monument. They have, rodeos or maybe. But I remember they saved the Houston Astrodome. But we were in a shootout, and I said, well, we playing Jim Kelly and the Houston Gamblers. I know we're going to have to score points. Actually, I thought it was amazing. Now they do this a bunch of times. I threw for like 444 yards, and that was a big feather in my cap to do that against a Jim Kelly team because I know y'all were going to score with the Gamblers.
Well, we didn't know we were going to have to score. We knew we were playing against one of the best teams in the league, and of course, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and we knew we were going to have to score too, but you guys had a better defense than we did, and you ripped us up. And it's funny how you said, I think I threw for about 444.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know exactly. Yeah, I think, no, that was the exact number. You know, Jim, you can't forget those numbers.
Jim, it's a weird side effect of all the concussions Bobby got is that he can't remember what he had for breakfast, but he'll give you the exact totals of all the yards he threw for in every single game.
No, I can't remember yesterday or last week, but I can remember stuff. 30 years, 40 years ago.
Hey, that's kind of funny you say it because I do cameos, a lot of them, and one of the things I said, yeah, I've been hit upside my head so many times, I forget work. When I walk into one room, I go, I know it comes with age, but don't when you walk in there and then you remember and 2 seconds later you forgot again. And I said, mine came from the concussions, radiation, chemo, growing up with 5 brothers, who got in fights all the time, way too many quarters lights, and probably a few too many Crown Royal shots.
We're talking with Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly. And, Jim, we're speaking about comebacks. I got to ask you, this is something I've always wondered. You played in a game that has come to be known as the greatest game no one saw. Well, the Houston Gamblers, LA Express, you going against Steve Young. 33-13 was the deficit, and then you brought the Gamblers all the way back for a 34-33 victory. And the game wasn't televised because the USFL decided they wanted to show the debut of Doug Flutie in the pros instead. But what do you remember about that game, dueling with Steve Young?
Doug Flutie, just because the Jersey Generals, he won the Heisman. Come on, Doug Flutie can't hold Jim Kelly or Steve Young's jock. Come on.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, that little guy could throw the football, and he was an exciting guy to watch, there's no doubt about it. But from that game, I remember I had the little Musketeers, that's what they were called, because our offense coordinator was Miles Davis. So my receivers, I think the tallest one was like 5'9 or 5'10, and we were just throwing the ball. And Bobby,
now who is that, Jim?
574 yards that day.
574.
But I had those little guys just run everywhere.
Well, you had one from down the bayou, Clarence Vernand. Then you had from Texas, Ricky Sanders. I mean,
Richard Johnson.
Yeah. Oh God, it was like you couldn't cover them. But Jim, no, boy,
it was fun.
Boy, when I look at the USFL, to me, you know what was a working formula. And you could maybe have a different opinion, but I think if the USFL could do this in the spring and the summer, and they had this, where you localize or you have first dibs on local talent to make a regionalized professional team. For instance, if you're in Birmingham, you're in the Birmingham Stallions. You got first dibs of Auburn Tigers or Alabama football players. I know when I was in Detroit, in Michigan, we had first dibs on University of Michigan players. We got Anthony Carter, AC, Ohio State players. Don't you think that's kind of a good idea? Let's say like Steve Spurrier was with the Tampa Bay Bandits. They had first dibs on Florida State players. It seems like you can work out a formula because fans watch college football and they might want to see their players they're familiar with continue and stay in their prospective areas.
I mean, you can do that. Maybe you think about that through the first couple rounds because, you know, it's all nowadays it all comes down to the money. And the NFL it's unbelievable. I mean, Josh Young probably didn't get 40 million. I go, that was more than I made my whole freaking career. So nowadays it's going to be hard to compete against the NFL with the way the salary cap is. And it's going to continue to go up and what they're paying players now. Everybody's all about the money. And the thing is, as you well know, Bobby, you want to take care of your family. You want to be able to, once you retire, be able to not do anything else. I get that. But I don't, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out and how it works. But I don't know. Only time will tell.
Jim, before we let you go, I know you still have your finger on the pulse up with the Buffalo Bills. What do you think of the Bills' chances this season of making the push to finally get back to the Super Bowl? They have to get past the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously, and Patrick Mahomes, but I think Josh Allen's a real one. I don't know about you.
Yeah, he's a real deal. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they just got Emmanuel Sanders. They have Stephon Diggs. They got a couple good running backs. I think that as long as they stay healthy, and Bobby knows that firsthand, as long as these guys stay healthy, especially the star players, we have a great chance because they got a couple defensive ends, which what we needed because as you well know, the key is putting pressure on that opposing quarterback. So we got some really good quarterbacks, not only in our division, but in our conference. So we shall see. But I think they're the top three in the NFL, not just in the AFC, but in the NFL. So they stay healthy. I think we have a really, really good chance to compete for that championship again.
Well, Jim, you talk about putting pressure on the opposing quarterback, even though you can't hit him anymore. Boy, I remember Bruce Smith, Hanson, Biscuit, Cornelius Bennett. Biscuit, then you look at Daryl Talley and all. Well, that's one thing. Listen, you are a great quarterback. You know you're on a great team. I was on the Dome Patrol, and you acknowledge that. But Jim, don't you think the way the rules are structured now, how, they used to have a step and a half, and they still could knock the crap out of you, you probably would have played about four or five more years considering how they protect the quarterbacks now.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about that. We played on AstroTurf. That was like playing on cement, and it was pretty much. They just put a little thing that looked like AstroTurf over the top of it. But now, you know what? And the thing is, I agree with, not hitting the quarterbacks late and all that. But sometimes it gets a little bit too much, and it's like, come on, at least let them play.
Right.
I mean, imagine being a defensive end, and you can't even touch them. I mean, let them play. I mean, that's what it's all about. And even though I agree with what you said about the quarterbacks, probably would have played four or five more years. There's no doubt. Plus, you know what? Back in the day, we didn't eat like those guys do. We didn't take care of our bodies the way, or at least I know I didn't. I mean, I had chicken wings and
I was eating Popeyes. Jim, I was eating Popeyes fried chicken down here. Come on.
I got one more though. I lied. I got one more, Jim. I got to ask you about the evolution of the Bills Mafia fan base, because the Hoodat Nation down here can relate to a good blue collar fan base. But what's up with like putting each other through tables in the snow in the parking lot up there? And, did they go crazy with the 20-year postseason drought? Did they have to find other ways to amuse themselves? What happened up there, Jim?
Oh my gosh! I mean, yeah, I think it's good except for the table jumping. I mean, that in itself, I mean, my daughters did it, and they were sore the next day. Even though they couldn't break the table, they were sore. I go, you do ever do that again, Daddy's going to put you over my knee and spank you. You might be 25 years old, but you still need to be spanked. So, no, that's crazy. But you know what? It's totally different now. Bill's Mafia, it wasn't called that back in the day. But now they are so giving. They are so pumped up for the team we have now. And they are so excited about getting back and letting fans back in the stands and be able to watch this team, because they have yet to be able to watch the Bills in a playoff game at home since like 1998 or 99.
Right, over
like
two
that.
Decades. Yeah.
I don't even remember the last time. But you know what, guys? I'm a big Bills fan. My kids love it, and I just enjoy it, and I can't wait for the year.
I think we're all looking forward to getting everybody back in the stadiums and getting that atmosphere going like we know the NFL
yep.
can. Jim Kelly, Hall of Fame quarterback, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
All right, thanks, Jim. Love you, bro.
All right, back at you. Love you, too. Go Bills, and it can't wait for this year. It's going to be exciting. Take care, guys, and God bless.
All right, Jim, who that?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.